We're celebrating America's 250th birthday. 250 years, a look back.
There have been many colorful clergymen who have passed through the pages of Sullivan County history over the years, but this man, who presided over a Baptist congregation in the town of Mamakating, is the only one who served as a courier for George Washington during the Revolutionary War. I'm John Conway, Sullivan County historian and co-chair of the county's Semi-Quincentennial Commission, and I'll have a look back at Benjamin Montaigne right after this.
Fort Delaware Museum of Colonial History is celebrating America's 250th birthday this year with special programming, special merchandise, and a renewed synergy with the Minisink Battleground Park and the Battle of Minisink. Fort Delaware is a living history museum telling the story of colonial America through the lives of those who lived in Cushatunk, the first permanent European settlement in the Upper Delaware. A visit to Fort Delaware will immerse you in the colonial era. You'll learn about the hardships of living on the frontier and how and why the Revolutionary War divided the settlement, with some residents remaining loyal to Great Britain and others embracing independence. It's the perfect place for a family outing this year as America celebrates its 250th birthday. Fort Delaware is located on the Upper Delaware Scenic Byway at 6615 Route 97 in Narrowsburg, New York. It will reopen for the 2026 season on Saturday, May 16th. Fort Delaware is owned by Sullivan County and operated by the Delaware Company.
Benjamin Montaigne was a blacksmith when the Revolutionary War began, and he joined the Continental Army, eventually becoming a personal courier for General George Washington and creating a legacy that is still discussed to this day. Although historians still debate it vigorously, the legend of Benjamin Montaigne begins in March of 1781, when he was captured by the British while carrying Washington's personal mail from New Windsor to Philadelphia. Several historians, including Sullivan County's James Eldridge Quinlan, have recounted that Montaigne's capture by the British was planned by Washington, who had planted letters in his correspondence that were intended to convince the enemy that the Continental Army was about to attack New York City, when in reality they were preparing to march south where they would engage General Cornwallis at Yorktown. Other historians have expressed doubts about the story, despite the fact that it was often repeated by Montaigne, even after he became pastor in New Vernon, where he served from 1794 until his death in 1825. Perhaps one historian summed it up best when he wrote that while Montaigne's story combines fact and fiction to his advantage, the incident of his capture is well documented, and aside from the Yorktown connection, is an interesting episode. Despite evidence disputing the details of Montaigne's capture, there are still some who cling to the original version, citing the recollections of George Washington himself. Regardless of whether Montaigne's story is truthful or embellished, he remains one of the most esteemed and colorful pastors in Sullivan County's history. A Look Back is a collaboration between the Delaware Company and the Sullivan County Semi-Quincentennial Commission, produced exclusively for Bold Gold Media. I'm John Conway.